You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Bob Barton. We continue our Pennsylvania People series with a new and intimate profile of one of the people who makes Pennsylvania so interesting. WPSU's Patty Satalia pays a visit to the gifted poet Patricia Jabbar Wesley. She teaches creative writing and literature at Penn State's Altoona campus.
Oh, oh, welcome.
With a characteristic laugh, Professor Patricia Jabbar Wesley greets me at the door of her two-story colonial-style home. It sits atop a hill in a new subdivision outside of Duncansville, Pennsylvania, just a few miles from her office at the Penn State Altoona campus.
And you have the most gorgeous view.
Well, I like this view because I'm not used to houses very close together. Even in my country, I live on an island in the hills.
Wesley's shoulder-length hair is worn in cornrows, which frame her round face and smooth brown skin. When she laughs, which she does often during our two-hour visit, she reveals a tiny gap between her two front teeth. She shows me family pictures. Husband Len, too, a pastor and an academic. Only the youngest child still lives at home. The two oldest are grown, and son G is off at college.
Yeah, this is him when he was one, the year we arrived from Liberia.
In 1991, he was a baby strapped to his mother's back when the family fled Liberia and its bloody civil war.
We can meet in here.
Okay.
We moved to the living room to talk about her adopted homeland, about poetry, and about war.
When you have lost your homeland, and you've been given a chance for another homeland, you ought to celebrate. You ought to celebrate. There are many people who have lost homeland and are still in refugee camps today, still looking for home.
Surprisingly, war hasn't hardened Wesley. If anything, I'm struck by her warmth and uncanny ability to connect with people.
Deep down, I'm African and I'm American.
She brims with affection for Pennsylvania.
Everything about the landscape of Pennsylvania intrigues me. There's not a day that I don't see the beauty. Some people say Altoona is ugly, and I say, where's the ugliness? It's beautiful.
For football.
I know Pennsylvania belongs to me. It's home when football is on. And the Steelers are playing. Somewhere I was talking about the Steelers, and somebody started talking about some dumb team. And I'm like, are you crazy?
And for the local farmer who grows Liberian vegetables for her.
Yeah, and I have friends who will bring me free-range chicken from their farms, and they have habanero peppers. And they sell me bushels and bushels of pepper at very low price because of the connection. And I give them my book and they read it. The wife, Mrs. Mosa, reads the poetry to her husband when he's working, she said.
And teaching.
I love teaching at Penn State.
Before coming to America, Wesley and her husband both taught at the University of Liberia. Teaching, as it happens, saved her life. During the mass exodus from Monrovia, she was mere moments from being executed when a former student-turned-rebel recognized her and intervened.
And the other day, I told my students, I walked over the dead, literally, to get to America. What's going to stop me?
In the 1980s, Liberia helped pay for the master's degree that she earned at Indiana University. Wesley feels the best way to give back to her country is through poetry.
I think we have limited the power of war. Poetry can do that.
You've become the voice of Liberia.
My dream is that I can be one of the voices. I don't hope to be the only voice of Liberia. And I can be something for a country that has lost so much.
A glass curio filled with awards and mementos recalls invitations she's received to do poetry readings around the world. This past summer, Wesley received the Liberian Award for her exemplary representation of Liberia as a poet. She also joined 100 fellow poets and more than 200,000 visitors for the annual Medellin International Poetry Festival held in Bogota, Colombia.
You have written many of your poems in an effort really to make the world cry, to recognize what's happened to any people in war, but especially people in Liberia.
You know, unfortunately, there are some Liberians who don't want to talk about what happened to them. That's because they believe that if nobody writes about it, nobody talks about it, it's going to go away. It's too painful. But I believe that the way to make it go away is to write about it, is to talk about it, is to let the world see.
Is there some measure of survivor's guilt?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of survivor's guilt. And I think they stay with me. Because when we were leaving Liberia, we were leaving our mothers and our fathers. And we're leaving the country still under bombing. One of the things about survival, and this is for everybody in any situation of difficulty, you have to admit that you are in a difficult situation, that this terrible thing that should not happen to people has happened to you. You have to admit it. So one of the things we told ourselves was, we are at war. In a war, people die, people starve, people are evil. But I will survive. I will make it to the next road, to the next checkpoint, through the next checkpoint. We told ourselves that every day. That is with me. To me, I have a bigger responsibility because I have been given the gift of life, the gift of education, the gift of opportunity, the gift of good friends, good colleagues, and I need to give back to the world.
Wesley's fourth book of poetry, Where the Road Turns, was released this past summer. She's currently working on a memoir about her experiences as a survivor of the Liberian Civil War. She considers it her life's project. For Pennsylvania People, I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.
To hear one of Patricia's poetry readings and find information about her books of poetry, check out the links at our website, WPSU.org.